on a lake. She is dreaming, she is drifting, never been so wide awake. Captured in the moment by the beauty all around her, there's nowhere else that she would rather be.
Hello and welcome. This is Karen Motokaitis, and you're listening to How She Really Does It. The place where inspiration and possibility meet. Picture this. Last September, I found myself on a retreat, utterly exhausted. As I would go through my journal every day, the one word that continued to show up on my pages that I was writing on was space. SPACE. Big, bold letters. And it's on many pages of my journal from that retreat. It was a message my soul was desperately trying to convey. Upon returning home, I made a conscious decision to create more space in my life. Now, this may sound counterintuitive for someone like me, a high achiever, a go-getter, a high performer. But sometimes, even the most driven individuals need to hit the pause button and allow themselves the luxury of space. So in the fall, I started doing that. I shut down certain lines of business within the company, and I created more space. I wanted to continue to do the high-quality work that I do with my clients and to let go of certain things. And here I am today, 6 months later, sharing with you another space I'm making in my life and in my business. After 17 and a half years and over 1,000 shows, because there was about 18 months, I think I used to do 2 live back-to-back shows, I've made the decision to hit pause on the podcast. I'm not stopping the podcast. I'm not quitting the podcast. It's not all or nothing. It's in between. I'm embracing the pause. When I first started this journey back in 2006, my podcast was also a live radio show. Never did I see a future of 17 and a half years and then building a business on top of it. And it's been a joyful, fun, exciting, fulfilling experience of producing content week after week, as well as there's a relentless cycle to it. And I think back, gosh, I had so much energy back then. 2 live radio shows, often reading books, and I'm not a fast reader, and doing that and being so thrilled and enthralled with this whole process. And I've loved it. I've loved all the guests that I've had. I've loved the monologues. I've loved all the different transitions of the show. It's been beautiful. And here's the thing. What I've been realizing and I've been thinking a lot about this year is one of my strengths is also one of my weaknesses. I have tremendous resilience and grit, and I can keep going and keep going. And if I do, at what cost? What I know is my soul is craving something different right now. Space, rest, but the new thing it's craving is boredom.
Everybody's like, what? Years ago, the thought of boredom would have terrified me. Would have been like, oh no, try to outrun boredom.
But now what I know, based on researcher and writer Sherry Turkle, she eloquently puts, boredom is your imagination calling. And I want to tap more into my imagination. I want to let go of the rules that have confined me that I've created within my own podcast. My podcast was that breaking free from the golden handcuffs that I had and the life and the belief that I had, to becoming a constraint. And it's not a good or bad thing. It's realizing that. And so I want to bring in my imagination, but that's going to take space and rest to get to boredom. So I've decided to embrace the pause. And yes, there have been moments of discomfort and vulnerability. There's been fears of, what if I pause and I never come back? I won't do that. I thought about that. I can feel it in my arms. Does not feel good. I'm committing to a pause. I'm not committing to an ending. And I realized it was okay to sit with a discomfort and to lean into it rather than run away from it or to keep the show going because of I was afraid of those fears. So it's not goodbye, it's a pause. And let me make one thing clear. This is a chance for me to recharge, recalibrate, and reconnect with myself. It's merely a pause. It's not goodbye. And while I'm taking this pause, there are over 1,000 shows for you to explore, filled with insight, great conversations, inspiration, and wisdom, and nuggets for you to take into your own life. There's windows of possibility, and if that is possible for myself, for the guests, and the stories that we share, what is possible for you? And in the meantime, I'll still be here. I'll be coaching my clients, sharing my message through speaking engagements. And if you're interested in having me speak at your company or organization, feel free to reach out to us at hello@howshereallydoesit. That's hello@howshereallydoesit. As I embark on this journey of pause, I do so with a smile on my face, knowing that the space is necessary for my growth and well-being. So here's to embarking boredom, to leaning into discomfort, and to the endless possibilities that await us both on the other side of the pause. Thank you for being a part of this incredible journey. And until we meet again, stay curious, stay open, and most importantly, stay true to yourself. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, you'll love my weekly emails. I know you're thinking, Corinne, really? Do I want another email in my overflowing inbox? Yes, you do. Yippee skippy, you do. These are short. They're sweet. On Fridays, I send out the Friday podcast. It's a great reminder that there's a new show and it comes straight into your inbox of the latest episode. Awesome. You click on it, you go straight because we all need reminders. We have busy, full lives. And then on Sundays, I have my Sunday love column. And these are emails I write from the heart. They're filled with love. We need more love. We all do, myself included. These are short emails where you get a quick takeaway so you can incorporate this into your life. Because people often want to know what to do and how to do it. And maybe sometimes it's a story that you get, or there's like one time I wrote about the 10 ways to practice gratitude. And that became such a great tool when one of the readers was struggling in the middle of the night, because it can be a scary place in our brains in the middle of the night. And she remembered the email that I sent about 10 ways to practice gratitude. And she was able to practice gratitude and fall back asleep. And that was an awesome lesson for her to incorporate into her life. Go to the show notes, and there's a link in the show notes where you can sign up and get these emails in your box. On a lake, she is dreaming, she is drifting, never been so wide awake.